Karen, thanks for joining me. Tell me how the festival came to be and what it looks like this year.
We decided 3 years ago when we were talking about what type of event Journey's End would like to put on, and thinking about a signature event and something that really could help tell the story of who Journey's End is as an agency. We thought about showing some films as our space has a theater inside of it. And so we thought, what a better way to tell our story than being able to get people into our space and showing some films. The film festival is an 8-part film series. We show films throughout the year. Participants can purchase a full series pass where they're able to watch each of the films. The first 2 years, we were able to do the film series mostly in person. And then this year, of course, because of COVID, we are all virtual.
This is the only refugee film festival in the United States right now. This is your third year, which means that this started during the Trump administration, and during that time, there's been travel bans, deportations, hunger strikes at an ICE facility here in Western New York. What can film do in this political atmosphere where a lot of times you have a decent amount of misinformation?
You know, there's a lot of misinformation and generated fear when people are fed that misinformation around immigration and the refugee program in general. And you can really lessen that fear when people can make those human connections. And art has always served as a way to bridge those gaps and to help people make connections with people and stories that they might not otherwise have a personal relationship with. Certainly, the past 4 years has been really difficult on the agency, but more importantly, really difficult on immigrants and refugees and people of color. The separation that has occurred, the violence and incarceration, it's real. And we really wanted to show the human side of who our clients are, the real struggles that individuals go through, but also their humanity and how, you know, we are all so similar and just looking for ways to have a better life and keep our children safe and being able to experience their joy in spite of the extreme adversity that they are facing. The positives that people bring to various regions. You know, some of the films take place in other cities throughout the United States, and you can see the value that refugees continue to bring to the communities that they move into.
And learning about other cultures, that can be done in person, but I imagine it's not always easy, whether it's COVID or not, for refugees to talk about their experiences all the time.
I know that we get a lot of requests to do community outreach, which is wonderful, but sometimes those requests are, and we would love to have a refugee come and tell their story. You know, that can be very traumatic and painful for an individual. But with these films being out there, it is about people who want to share their story and who are able to share their story without having the pressure of us as individuals forcing them to do that.